Les bénévoles de la campagne de Noël pour les enfants d'Innisfield ont travaillé d'arrache-pied tout au long du week-end pour préparer le lancement de leur campagne aujourd'hui. L'association, qui depuis 25 ans vient en aide aux jeunes enfants dans la région d'Innisfield et de leurs familles. J'ai eu la chance de m'entretenir avec Marlene Bonk, qui est présidente de Christmas for Kids. Elle m'a parlé justement de l'histoire un peu de l'association.
So we've been doing the Christmas campaign for 25 years. And we became a registered charity in 2012 to help make it easier for us to get funding. And although we've been doing the Christmas campaign for 25 years, I would say for the last 20 years, we have developed into an all-year-round charity. So we're not just helping people at Christmas. We do Easter, Thanksgiving, backpacks, birthday present program. We help during the year if you just, you know, all of a sudden find yourself without food or clothing. And we also have a warm clothing program, so we make sure that everybody has warm coats and boots. But we've been basically going for 25 years.
Comme nous l'a expliqué Mme Bonk, c'est plus qu'un service de cadeaux de Noël. C'est aussi un programme de manteaux d'hiver et de bottes d'hiver. Donc, c'est un programme très important. Encore plus important, car à Innisfield, il n'y a que la Banque alimentaire et Christmas for Kids pour aider aux gens dans le besoin.
Innisfield doesn't have a lot of sort of front line. It's not like Barrie, where you have the Salvation Army and all kinds of assistance. It's a smaller urban center. So the food bank and Christmas for Kids basically are the two organizations that people can turn to if they're having problems. And yes, we all work very hard to make this a good place for people to live. Yes, for sure.
L'année dernière, en pleine pandémie, l'organisation s'est occupée de 160 familles et 479 enfants. Cette année, toujours due à la pandémie, on s'attend à aider encore plus de gens.
We were sort of hovering around the 145 mark for a couple of years, but last year with COVID, we got quite a jump in numbers. And I have a funny feeling there's going to be another jump in numbers this year. We're sort of planning for 170 families and closer to 500 kids. That's what we're planning for. So yes, it's quite an endeavor. We have 8 people on our executive that work very, very hard, and we have the whole community comes together to help us. We have lots of volunteers and, you know, people who help us with sorting hampers, people who donate money, people who donate gifts. So yes, it's and also the schools really help us a lot. Mm-hmm. The schools collect toys and gifts and money for us. So yeah, it involves the entire community.
Marlene Bonk nous a aussi expliqué que l'année dernière, c'était très difficile parce que la communauté a été durement touchée par la crise de la COVID-19.
Last year was difficult because all of a sudden, a lot of our clients work in the service industry. So they were the ones losing their jobs. And it took a while for them to get CERB and some of the other benefits that the government was offering. So for a short period of time, in some cases a couple of months, they had no income. So they were having a very, very difficult time with food and clothing and just trying to keep their heads above water. So, it was very, very difficult.
Elle tient à remercier la ville d'Innisfield, car grâce à sa fondation, eh bien, Christmas for Kids a pu recevoir de l'argent pour pouvoir continuer à aider les gens.
The town was very helpful. The town of Innisfield has a foundation, and they were providing charities with grants to help us serve that increased demand. But it was very, very difficult to try and keep up with it.
En terminant, Marlene Bonk, présidente de Christmas for Kids, eh bien, nous dit comment on peut les rejoindre, comment qu'on peut leur donner un peu d'aide et faire des dons à l'association.
So there's a couple of things they can do. First of all, we have a website, www.christmasforkids.ca. There's a donation button on that website. It takes you right into CanadaHelp.org, and you can make a donation and get your income tax receipt right then and there. We also have drop boxes all over the community. Those are listed on our website. And if you have kids in school, they can give to their school. It all comes to us. And or if you're a business that wants something different, we have Christmas angels. So these are specific gifts that are required for a child. So we can actually give you angels of different children who are asking for different gifts, and you can do it that way. So we have a couple of opportunities. If you email us at the email on our website or phone us at the phone numbers on our website, we will be happy to speak to you and help you figure out what is the best way for you to donate.